T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Interview, Ike should have gone into the coaching. He should have gone into that. That was just awful. It was awful. It was awful. And why it was awful was because it was fawning. It was not, there was not an attempt in there to get any information. It was just to shine Reed's shoes. My review of it is it would close on opening night if it were a Broadway play.
Wow.
Marks and Reese, we're back live from Chickie's in South Philly. Coming up at 5 o'clock, your chance to win the great DrinkWorks prize. Yes, well, luckily we're not a Broadway play. We're
close on opening night?
Yes. Well, wow. Marks and Reese's show has managed to be on the air for over 2 years now. So we hope to continue it even after the Andy Reid interview. Our Twitter question today, as always, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, right in Route 202. That is your flagship, Route 309, their flagship store, if you're looking
City,
to get engaged.
City, C-A-T-Y.
In 2020, you can shop Mark's Jewelers' great collection of diamond engagement rings, marks-jewelers.com. That is where you get it. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, the 2020, Jack, got me confused with 202 when I'm looking at the copy here.
Oh, that's fair.
Well, and I just
we'll
took
let
a,
it slide this time.
I looked at myself in the mirror, and I have huge bags under my eyes, and I look terrible today. I don't know what it is.
Oh, join the club, bro. I think I'm averaging about 3 hours of sleep this week.
Yeah, what's going on?
I have no idea.
You just can't sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, I woke up at 3:30 the other day.
That's what it's been. I've fallen asleep early
and woke up in the middle of the night.
And I'm waking up in the middle of the night. 2 o'clock, 2:30, can't fall back to sleep. I realize I get up at 5:30, 5:45.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, so if you wake up at 4, you know that you're going to be getting
over.
Up.
Oh, it's over. Yeah, I may as well stay up
right,
the rest of the time.
Because then you're thinking about what time is it?
Yes.
How much longer can I sleep?
Yep.
Yeah, my kids have been sick, and I've been up pretty much all night. And then it's been a bad week. So I'm looking forward to the weekend. And I'm looking forward to getting back to the phone calls. 888-729-9494. And the Twitter question that we just mentioned is this. Elliot Short Parks, who joined us earlier, and I'd say I gave him if it wasn't a knockout, the referee stopped it in our little back and forth. But earlier in the week, he had the nerve to tweet.
I had to throw the towel in for you.
He
killed you.
He tweeted this ridiculous statement out. Most important person in the history of the Eagles is Andy Reid.
Sounds about right.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not going to go back into the old days. I'm not going to go back into when they were winning championships because, frankly, that's not for me to talk about. I don't remember it. I've read the Eagles Encyclopedia by Ray. I appreciate the history of the Eagles, but I can't talk about the Eagles in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s or even the 70s. So if we're just talking about modern Eagles from 1980 on, who is the most important person in the history of the Eagles? And it could be a player. It could be a coach. It could be an owner. As I say, Jeffrey Lurie. Mm-hmm. Our Twitter question today is about exactly that, which is Andy Reid. Is he the most important person in the Eagles franchise history? And
I voted yes.
I mean, honestly, Jack, good job here. We have 8,000 votes.
Oh, that's a big one.
67.5% say no, which really surprises me because, I mean, this has been Andy Reid week, and it'll be weeks next week. And this is not a shot at Andy Reid, but we're continuing to get carried away with statements like that, instead of just allowing Andy's accomplishments in Philadelphia to tell the story. And his accomplishments are great, right? But Jeffrey Lurie is more important to the history of the Eagles than Andy Reid is. Howie Roseman, I would even say, is more important than Andy Reid is.
That's where you're wrong at.
Well, Jeffrey Lurie certainly, but I would even argue Howie Roseman because he constructed a roster after Andy Reid was gone, reconstructed a roster after Chip Kelly tried to screw the franchise to win a Super Bowl. So while the resume isn't as long, and we know what Andy Reid did here over the course of 14 years, Harry Roseman's been here a long time, and he produced a Super Bowl ring. More important to the Eagles than Andy Reid.
See, here's the thing. For people like yourself, for people like Angelo in the morning, you have basically boiled everything down to the Super Bowl season, the Super Bowl game. And for some fans out there that think like you and Angelo, you guys are obviously in the minority, but that trumps any and everything else that's happened with the organization. Winning that game, that season. But that's not the case for everyone. While the game and the win was certainly significant and important to everyone, there are fans out there that will hold on to the other memories of the organization, the longevity of those memories, and they still hold that near and dear to their heart. It does not mean what Andy Reid did was more important than the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Nobody's going to give back the Super Bowl, right? Like, nobody's giving the Super Bowl back.
It's unfair to compare it like that.
But it's unfair to take winning that game, the guys who played in that game, the coach who was the head coach of that team, the GM who was in place that year. It's not fair that they somehow get ranked above all the other great players, great coaches that tried to accomplish that same thing. By the way, for many, many years we tried to accomplish that and left it all out on the field. So because they were fortunate to catch lightning in a bottle one year with a bunch but with a team that was put together with some one-year deal players, some guys they brought in as mercenaries to sort of fill out the roster and have that be the most significant team, players, coaches, or what have you, GM, than anybody else prior to that is ridiculous. I don't think it lessens the importance of the Super Bowl. We know how important that was. But it's clear, it is clear, and I don't think some of you even realize it, all you Andy Reid haters out there, it's clear that that era meant more to you because the Super Bowl didn't heal your heart. The Super Bowl didn't allow you to let that stuff go. All this talk about, I just won one Super Bowl and I can die happy and this and that and the other. You got the Super Bowl and nobody's ready to die happy. We're mad as hell right now. We're about to cut at least five of these Super Bowl guys in the next month, right? Like so the Super Bowl didn't cure everything for you all. It didn't. It didn't. And that's evident by those of you who can't let that go, that we didn't win under Andy Reid. The Super Bowl was supposed to allow you to free your emotions of all that negativity that we hold on to. We were supposed to move on from being Negadelphia. Weren't we?
Well, I'd say most people did with Andy.
They did.
Most people are.
Oh, no, I'm speaking to the minority. I'm speaking to you and Angelo and those like you.
Right. No, I know you are. And the thing that gets me, and we'll get back to the phones. The thing that gets me is that when we talk about overdoing, man, people are laying it on heavy. The whole Andy Reid deserves credit for the Eagles winning a Super Bowl in 2017. My butt. He deserves credit for the Eagles winning a Super Bowl in 2017. Give me a break. He was removed. There was a coach in between that got rid of his players.
Some of them.
He doesn't. I mean, yeah, a couple were left. He doesn't deserve credit any more than anybody else does.
Did Tony Dungy deserve any credit when John Gruden won that Super Bowl?
But that was his roster. It's a little bit different when it's the year after. That was his roster. It's a little different. He couldn't put the team over the top and win the Super Bowl. And if they would have let him continue, maybe he would have. Who knows? But they hired John Gruden. They won a Super Bowl. And then John Gruden just screwed everything after that.
You think Tampa doesn't appreciate Tony? You think Tampa wasn't pulling because Tampa won theirs before Tony did? You think when Tony went to Indianapolis, you think Tampa wasn't pulling for Tony Dungy?
I don't think they even knew what was going on.
Because Tampa had a Super Bowl. They loved Dungy. He built their Super Bowl team.
He took them from being a laughingstock to
exactly.
a playoff team. Yep.
So when he's in Indy and now they have a ring, they want him to go in and get one.
All right, we'll see what the people think. Jack, quickly, what do you think?
Well, we never had Ed Wade Appreciation Day. I mean, Ed Wade had more to do with the 2008 World Series than Andy had to do with the 2017 Super Bowl.
That's a great
point.
Well,
listen, we have had Ed Wade Appreciation Days, just not to the level of Andy Reid. You know why?
Why?
You know why? Because Ed Wade was a GM and not the head coach.
No, there's no Ed Wade Appreciation Day. There's no anything Ed Wade.
Well, I mean, guys like myself tried to give him credit for the core guys. That was Ed Wade's team. I even gave him credit for sending us all the Houston Astro players. Hell, he sent us. Didn't he send us?
But
sent us Brad
Oswald.
Lish.
Brad Lish. That's who I was trying to think of. Brad Lish and Oswald.
But he also proved too many times that
Hunter Pence
that he couldn't improve the team to make the playoffs. And once they brought in Pat Gillick, that's when they started their climb and they won a World Series. Just like once Doug Peterson took over with Howie Roseman at the ship, the Eagles won a Super Bowl.
We didn't have an Ed Wade Appreciation Day, but don't tell me people didn't start to realize that maybe Ed Wade deserves a little credit here.
No doubt that.
And people started giving Ed Wade credit for that core team.
He also tried to trade away Ryan Howard for Chris Benson, and the Pirates were dumb and didn't take that trade.
Let's not talk about that.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Andy Reid, most important person in Eagles history. Tony in Fishtown. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
What's up, Tony?
It's Friday. How are you?
Great point, John.
I'm good. I'm great about this whole Andy Reid bull, whatever. I don't know how much credit he deserves for the Super Bowl. I enjoyed the first 5 years of his existence here, and then after that, it kind of went off for me. But nevertheless, so we got the Super Bowl, and everybody's putting this gift wrap on this. Oh, because of Andy Reid, and Andy Reid did this, and Andy Reid did this. And I'm thinking, well, that's funny. The last time I looked, four of the key opponents or components in the Super Bowl were Zach Ertz, correct? Mm-hmm. He was a Chip Kelly guy, correct? Lane Johnson, was he not a Chip Kelly guy? Okay.
Well, Howie Roseman drafted those guys. Chip Kelly is responsible for Nelson Aguilar, Marcus Smith. Well, when did Chip take over? The GM.
13. Well, no, 14, the GM. 14.
2014. Yeah, so whoever
first
came in 14.
His first draft was 15.
Yes.
Marcus Smith.
Yes.
He got caught with his pants down and didn't know who to take.
Yes.
Because he got jumped in the draft and they took his players.
Yep.
And he's like, oh.
So he didn't take Zach Ertz either?
Nope. That's Howie Roseman.
No. We don't know how much feedback he had in it, but I mean,
well, yeah, he had feedback because he played against him out there in Oregon.
Right.
He should have known who Zach was.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
but final say in those drafts
was Howie
Roseman,
which is another reason why Howie's imprint on the Eagles is bigger than Andy Reid's. That's why he's more important. You think about the players he drafted in 2012 that helped lead this team to a Super Bowl. Like,
let me just throw this out there. During the time that Andy Reid was here, don't believe for one time he took advice, orders, or anything else from anybody in the front office. Drafts that were made during Andy Reid's time, especially the latter part of his career, are his drafts. You kidding me? You want to give Howie Roseman for gift for drafting Nick Foles? Howie became GM in 2010 in name.
That's another good point.
In name,
he drafted Nick
Andy
Foles.
Reid was there. You know, and I know Andy Reid made those picks.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's go to the phone. Let's take one more here. We have.
I think I ain't gonna tell Coach how you acting today, too.
You can. I don't care. We're not gonna get him again. So I.
You're damn right. You aren't.
Yeah.
We aren't.
I mean, but Gillio can come in that day. I'll do the show with Angelo. You and positive Gillio can do it that day. Al's down in North Kakalaka on the radio.com app. Al, how are you?
All right, how are you fellas doing today?
Hi, Al. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, you too. I haven't called in a while. I've been here, so I haven't called in a while, but I listen every day.
Thank you.
Hey, Ike, I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm with you on the Andy Reid thing. As far as John goes and saying that he has no connection, you know what? Doug Peterson doesn't end up on Andy Reid's staff at the beginning in Kansas City. We don't have him, and you don't have a Super Bowl. So it's ridiculous to say that he doesn't have his hands on it anywhere.
Maybe they hire another coach and they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Why not?
What are we gonna hire? The Giants? What are we gonna hire?
Maybe in 1999 they didn't hire Andy Reid, but they hired one of many candidates they could have at the time went on to win a Super Bowl. Pete Carroll, Tom Coughlin, Mike Holmgren left the Chiefs and went to Seattle. Holmgren lost a Super Bowl in Seattle too.
Yeah, and I'm sure they bunch of losers get the 5 NFC championship game. But anyway.
He lost in 4 of them.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You were still there.
Oh, my God.
How many other teams that they played against were there five times? You didn't play the same team twice in none of them games.
Hey, Al, here's the thing, sir. You're not going to hear me on itself bring up the NFC Championship game record until somebody brings up that they were in five NFC Championship games.
That's right.
All right, that's the only time I'll respond to it. He lost four of the five.
It weren't his fault.
He did. That's true, but he was there. How many other teams were there at that time?
He was there. Two teams.
Okay, but can I just move on and give you the guy I got to get rid of?
Yeah, get rid of him.
Yeah, okay. The guy I want to get rid of, he keeps getting these damn free tickets, is Jim Schwartz. You give up 500 yards in the Super Bowl. Then you try to give 500 yards to these loser Giants. And then you come and say, and their excuse is, oh, well, that's the third rushing, best rushing defense. Yeah, if nobody runs on you, they're throwing all the damn time.
Al, we agree on that
get
one.
Get rid of that guy.
Yes, thank you, OJ. Jim Schwartz, get him.
Get rid of Jim Schwartz?
Yep, absolutely. It's a good one. It's a good one.
Super Bowl winning coach.
So what? Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting away from our Tasty Cake studios.
Dangerous. It's amazing when it does matter and when it doesn't matter.
That was the sounder. Yes, I used that when I want to. That's the sounder for the DrinkWorks Home Bar Happy Hour giveaway. Be caller number 5 to the contest line right now. 215-238-2050. 215-238-2050. If you're caller number 5, you're going to win a DrinkWorks Home Bar from Keurig. And you'll also be eligible for the grand prize, which we're giving away today, for a 65-inch TV and a $500 gift card so you can put towards your big game watching. Must be 21 to win. Learn more at drinkworks.com. Again, caller number 5, 215-238-2050. Good luck. We'll do another one at 5:30, so listen for that sounder, the time's your sounder. When you hear it, you have a chance to win, and then end of the show, we'll give away the grand prize. So let's do it. We have all right, KC wants to talk about Angelo and what he was saying this morning. KC in West Philly, what's up?
Yo, what's up, fellas? What's going on?
KC.
What's up, KC?
Chilling with Live Basin. Y'all know how I do.
Yes, indeed.
I've been waiting a long time to do this because I know Angelo's the big man on the campus. But, yo, man, Angelo's the biggest fraud, man. And just like Owen said, when Andy Reid was winning, Angelo was all up his butt. That's why I don't listen to the morning show. And, yo, he's the perfect reason why athletes said, you never played a game you don't understand. It's Andy Appreciation Day. Yo, how did he expect Ike to go in there and blast him? Angelo has no idea what Andy has done for you. What was he expecting you to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can say all you want. Angelo, if right now you decide which coach goes into the Hall of Fame, and I like Doug, he won us the Super Bowl. But if right now football ended, and you say who goes into the Hall of Fame? Who will go? Andy Reid.
Yes.
Right, but Doug only coached for 4 years. So, of course, Doug's not going in based on his resume right now.
Exactly. So, right now, because I've been hearing all this say who's the better coach. You know, first off, Doug Peterson, he doesn't have the resume. Doug Peterson is what, 4 or 5 years built in? Andy Reid is what? Nearly, matter of fact, I just looked it up. He's 21 years built in. Mm-hmm. Built in. So who has the resume?
Well, he's going to go in the Hall. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame. He deserves to go in the Hall of Fame.
Right now, if football stops, who will go in the Hall of Fame?
Right, I know, and I answered it.
Big Red.
I know because Doug's only coached for 4 years. Right. You don't put a coach in after 4 years. Not because he's any better
than
Doug. Because he has a longer resume.
That's why you can't compare Dougie P to Andy Reid. He doesn't have the resume. He had one great year.
Well, as far as the discussion we're having right now, he doesn't mean more to the Eagles than Jeffrey Lurie. He just doesn't. He wasn't more important to the Eagles than Jeffrey Lurie. He wasn't.
I'm not talking about the Jeffrey Lurie because you can always say, hey, Jeffrey Lurie, he paid the right people.
Right.
He put the coaches in place. I mean, that could go either way. Reid or Lurie. Hey, you know, Lurie.
All right.
But that's the only legitimate argument is Jeffrey, yes.
You know, that could go either way. But more so, like I was getting back to what Angelo was saying, that's crazy. I played for him. What did he expect to get him? And only reason that Angelo was upset, see, Angelo was in journalism mode. He's only upset because Andy Reid didn't give him much at the podium. That's all.
That's all.
That's all. He's in journalism mode. That's the only reason Angelo is upset.
No, you're right, KC. Enjoy your libations this weekend. Can we hear some Angelo from this morning? I mean, we were expecting it. I'm up early. You're up early. Mm-hmm. I start getting text messages in the 6 o'clock hour. I get a text from Jack in the 7 o'clock hour. I look on social media. I see a ton of direct messages saying, oh, he's killing you guys, 8 o'clock hour. So he did it a few times this morning. Let's get a little taste, Jack, of what Angelo was saying this morning about our interview with Andy Reid.
It's one thing to have a conversation on the air that people could hear.
Right.
It's another thing to have a slobber fest. And what that was just 16 minutes of pure slobber.
Mm-hmm.
And it upset me.
There you go. He went on to say, Jack, give me another Angelo cut from this morning talking about our interview with Andy Reid.
Hold on a minute. Ike, you missed the spot near Andy's rear end.
See? No, I want the one with the chapped ass. That's the one.
That's the best one.
That's the one that got me. And he ought to know about ass kissing, considering he was bringing pecan pies to Chip Kelly for a coach that was so disingenuous about how he felt about this city and that organization. You got Angelo Cataldi, who's supposed to be the voice of the people.
He
represents
conned.
The people, and you got conned by the biggest con man in Philadelphia sports coaching history, pecan pie man.
Once
That's
again,
what you get.
Here for the pies, four straight deliveries, four straight wins. It's number five right here.
Any last words before we hand them off to Chip?
I tell you, these are getting kind of heavy. I think I'm actually building up my biceps every week now. By the end of the year, I should look like Hercules.
That doesn't sound good.
And not only it's one thing if you want to, show a good gesture and have some pies delivered to him by a company.
Hand delivering?
No, you're hand delivering pies.
He got conned by Chip Kelly.
My goodness, every coach that's coached in this city that's felt the wrath of Angelo Cataldi must have been like, what the hell is going on?
Well, I mean,
what type of spell did Chip Kelly put on Angelo?
Honestly, Ike, I remember going back to, I don't remember Angelo on Rich Kotite, but I know he used to call your former coach Ray Rhodes the Lombardi of the 90s when he was head coach here.
Really?
Yeah, he used to call Ray, he's the Lombardi of the 90s. His first probably 2 years here, and then that ended after that.
I'm going to say, I didn't get Lombardi.
Not get Ray Rhodes Lombardi.
No.
So I guess my point is that he's been a little bit off with his analysis of Eagles coaches over the years.
Well, he falls in love early.
He does.
He falls in love early. And Chip, because you know what it was? It was his dislike for Coach Reid that made
him to Chip.
He went over the top with love for Chip Kelly.
Well, listen, that cut didn't age well, and we have Turtle looking for more cuts that hopefully haven't aged well as well. Back to the phones. We have, let's go to Seth, Northeast Philly. Hi, Seth.
Hey, guys, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. How are you?
What's up, Seth?
Good, man. So I just wanted to talk about, I heard Angelo this morning, and then as soon as I started hearing him talk about Ike, I had to turn it off just because I was getting annoyed. Like, how are you going to come out Ike Reese, a guy who played under Andy, who's friends with Andy, and you're going to bash Ike Reese because they're friends? I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, like, listen, I mean, Angelo has been doing this for 30 years, right? How many coaches have come in here and have done the things that Andy has done over his career? I mean, I love Andy. I love Andy Reid. He gave me great football. I'm only 28, and I don't remember Ray Rhodes or, Rich Kotite. So I grew up in the Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb era. But Andy gave me the best football. I mean, every year we were in the playoffs, we were in NFC Championship games. Granted, we lost, but you know what? It was good football. It was exciting football, and that's what Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb gave to the city in those bad years after the 90s. I mean, how many NFC Championship games did Buddy Ryan go to, or Ray Rose, or all those other coaches?
None.
I mean,
none.
So like Andy Reid. I guess what I'm saying, I think Andy Reid does have a little bit of mark on that Super Bowl because he revitalized this city for football. And that's why they went back to Doug. They wanted a little bit of what Andy was. With Chip Kelly, didn't work out. So they said, we need to go back to how Andy was. And it's Doug done. I mean, he's gotten to the playoffs 3 years. I mean, they had one Super Bowl. Obviously, that's the biggest one. So in a way, I do feel like Andy does have a little bit of a mark on here because they went back to a guy that they were familiar with who was under Andy Reid. So in a way, yeah, Andy Reid they wanted a little bit of familiarity, so they went back to Doug. Because there was more coaches out there they could have chosen for Doug Peterson. Let's
yeah,
be honest.
They tried, I mean, too.
What was Doug Peterson's resume before he won a Super Bowl? It was nothing. It was just a guy under Andy Reid. I mean, he was coaching what, high school football?
Right. But what was Andy Reid's resume before Jeffrey Lurie hired him and brought him in here? It was a quarterback.
I mean,
coach
he won
Green
a
Bay.
Super Bowl with a great quarterback and Brett Favre. I mean,
but he was a quarterback's coach. He was never a coordinator. To where when Jeffrey Lurie hired him, the reaction was, "Who the hell's Andy Reid?" Right? Like that wasn't an obvious hire.
You're right. But you know what? Andy Reid, he came in here. He brought guys in here. He drafted guys like that because, let's be honest, we all wanted Ricky Williams. Look how that worked out.
Maybe you wanted Ricky Williams, but I sure as hell
didn't want Ricky Williams. Listen, we needed a quarterback at the time. We weren't winning the Super Bowl with Doug Peterson, let's be honest. So, I mean, you know, and, you know, like I said, Andy Reid, he brought a lot of players in here. He brought a lot of players in here. He brought in BG. I mean, he also he did have LeSean McCoy.
That was Howie. And LeSean McCoy and Jackson weren't here for the Super Bowl, but that was Howie that drafted those players.
Well, still great players that.
He was good here. And he was fine here. He was good.
He was the best.
I mean, he's, you know, probably second best coach in the history of the franchise. And that's good, man.
Yeah.
Got a door and window. Big winter sale. Been extended through January. Received 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, there you have it. Yeah, I mean, all right, so that's, like, as long as we're keeping track, Ike, you know, we keep going back to Angelo. The whole Ricky Williams thing, right? I mean, you know, Chip Kelly, he was conned by Chip. He also thought that the Eagles should have drafted a running back, even though they had Deuce Staley on the team, and they needed a quarterback. So, you know,
Yeah.
More evidence. Let's go to David in Germantown. David, how are you?
Yep.
Hey, John. Hey, good evening, though.
What's up, brother?
I'm not going to harp on it because I said it yesterday, but after Angelo's comment, I got a Sixers. I'm switching the gears. I'm going Sixers, but I think you guys are still pissed off because they didn't win the Super Bowl in 2004. But guys, I'm leaving it alone. I'm not even going there. But MB, y'all beat me to it. If MB plays in his All-Star game, I'm through, because he's talking about, you know, the championship. We're on the quest to get the champ. I mean, he dislocated his finger. I get it, but come on, bro. The All-Star game is coming around. I know it's a big event. You give it to the boys and chill out, whatever, whatever. If your finger is that more important than playing games with the team, I'm through with you. I'm on the NJSB bus now. You got the LTBB. I'm on the NJSB bus, which means no jump shot bid. I'm tired of deciphering through the two. Ben is my guy. If he plays in this All-Star game, I want to trade him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, now listen, you know what, and I'm a big MB guy too, but I'm with you here, David. I'm with you. I don't want to see him in an All-Star game. If you want to go down there and enjoy the festivities, have your name announced, come out
don't play.
Well, I mean, these guys, because the only reason I say I don't have a problem with him going is because this has become more than just All-Star Weekend. It's a damn week off, thanks to LeBron. They get the whole week off. He's going to be doing something.
He's an All-Star starter.
Where's it at this year?
He should be there. I have no idea. He should be there. No, he absolutely can go.
And when you're injured, they still announce you. They announce you as one of the starters. You just don't have on plain clothes.
I don't know where he is in it, right? Like he full practice today, and he's going to be reevaluated. I guess it said on Monday they're going to reevaluate everything. But this is what Joel said today. He said he's not concerned about All-Star. Right now we're sixth. Hopefully next week I'm able to play. So he's talking about being sixth in the conference. He's not worried about going or about the All-Star game. So I mean, who knows if
he's playing.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
He's playing. When is the All-Star game?
I think it's next.
It's after the Super Bowl.
Yes. So it's not Super Bowl weekend.
It's that following weekend.
Is it the February 16th? So we have.
You got 3 weeks. Right. Oh, he is playing. He's talking about playing next week. It's in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing.
Yeah. the game is not to the 16th, and he's already talking about playing next week. Yeah, he'll be playing it at All-Star game.
It's 2 weeks after the – yeah, and you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that far out.
If he's playing
– yeah, you're saying as long as he's back playing.
Yeah, if he's playing, sure.
Yeah. I thought it was closer, and he would get, he was just trying to come back a couple of games so he can play. But you're right. That's a couple of weeks out. He may get 5 or 6 games in. Mm.
In fact, at practice, he was one-on-one against Roy Hibbert, who I guess is on the staff.
Yeah.
So there you go. Full contact.
Yeah. When they say full contact, that means you're out there playing.
Yep.
He's basically out there playing.
He's out there, yeah. He's out there one-on-one in it.
Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, that's good news that hopefully he's going to be back.
That's good, yeah.
Let's go to Bill, Pittman, New Jersey. Bill, how are you?
Hey, great, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
What's up, Bill?
What's up?
Hey, Ike, I rarely listen to Angelo, but I was driving to work early this morning, and I was listening to it, and it sounded like I was listening to a professional wrestling skit. It was so over the top and so fake. It was just sick, and I wanted to call in, but I probably would have gotten banned from the station because I would have yelled at him. But it was just wild. I mean, Andy Reid established a winning culture with the Eagles, and he had long-term success with the Eagles. And I hope that Doug Peterson surpasses that. But you can't take away what Andy Reid has done for this team in the city while he was here, you know? And it was just really bad what he was saying this morning about you and about Coach Reid.
Yeah, and it's probably good that I didn't hear all of it live, because I got enough notices from people of what was going on. And, you know, I love Angelo, man. Listen, I understand it's not personal. I don't take it personal. This is just Angelo being in Angelo mode. And when he gets his teeth locked in on something, this is why he's done this for 30 years, and he's the best at it, because he's not going to let go. I mean, hell, he was still yelling about Jadeveon Clowney's hit 3 weeks after it happened. So we know how he gets. He's like a dog with a bone, right? We know how he gets.
You just got to let him go.
Let him go. But it's okay. And like I said, I got thick enough skin that I'm not going to take it personal, and we're going to get past this. But I'm also not going to take it. That's what's not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen. And that's probably why I didn't call up.
Yeah.
Because then I would have been getting the call from Spike.
No, you responded.
And David, yeah, right? Everybody would have been calling me, like, make sure Ike's key card doesn't work today, because don't let him in the station.
We can't let it get out of hand. You have handled it appropriately today. You've made a number of statements. You've responded back.
Yes.
Now it's more or less going to be his move.
Yes.
Because he will respond.
Listen, I was on my way to Medford this morning, so I realized he don't live in Medford anymore. He lives over here in Philly somewhere.
Yeah, I
was headed to the wrong place.
You wouldn't be able to find him, Mike.
Get rid of that guy.
Yep.
No, we don't get rid of him.
You know what's funny to me? And I've seen this, I don't know how many times today, by people texting me or direct messaging me. They're like, Angelo said this. Not that I listened to him, but Angelo said no one listens to him, but everybody seems to know what the hell he's saying verbatim.
No one listens to him, but he's the highest rated show in the city.
It's unbelievable. It is. Let's go
radio.
Kathy in Landenburg. Kathy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good, Kathy. We got you loud and clear. Thank you.
I just want to say, I think we owe Andy Reid a lot of credit, but I don't think he's the number one or whatever it was.
Oh, most important person.
For so long, I forgot.
Yeah, yeah. Most important person in the history of the city.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin, too. History.
What?
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now you guys got me confused. No, Andy Reid deserves some credit, but every year it's a different team, different players, different schematics, I guess, and I think that him and Doug Peterson should share in this, that it's – I don't think we should have a day after we've had this whole week for him. But that's only my opinion. And I like Andy Reid because when my kids were in school, he came to Strathaven to give out their state championship rings, made a big deal out of it 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool for the kids. And I don't know. I think he deserves credit, but I don't think he deserves it
yeah,
all.
Kathy, I think we agree is that, like, you got to give the man his due for what he did here. But, you know, I mean, we don't have to go overboard with what's been going on here with this parade. And it's going to continue in the next week. 888-729-9494. And I'm not going to be able to stop it. It's only going to get heavier and hotter next week, Jack Fritz.
Chiefs Kingdom.
888-729-9494. Coming up, your last chance to win the DrinkWorks machine.
City, C-A-T-Y.
I wanted to say DreamWorks.
I thought you wanted to say Dream Chasers.
No, not that.
Called the Philadelphia Municipal.
You know whose birthday it is today? Yakov Smirnoff. You know who that is?
Smirnoff vodka creator?
No, you don't remember? He was like the 80s, 80s era stand-up comedian. He came from Ukraine, and his whole act was like, oh, America, what a country, right? Because they had, you know, blue jeans and Pepsi, and, you know, that wasn't communism. He was one of my favorites back then. I'm surprised you weren't a fan.
No recollection of that.
888-729-9494.
White guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Ukrainian. He came here and didn't speak English, actually.
I'm really glad we're talking about this issue.
Coming up, more Andy appreciation and your chance to win the DrinkWorks machine. And we'll hear more from Angelo on Ike this morning. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God. FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Can't legally say the name of the football game that's coming up, everybody. Let's just say it's a big game, a gargantuan game. But while FanDuel can't legally say the name, you can legally bet on that game as long as you're in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. And to make the big game even bigger, FanDuel Sportsbook is letting all new users place their first bet risk-free. Now, that means you can place any bet and get up to $500 back in site credit if you don't win. And you can use your risk-free bet on any big game bet you like. And, of course, FanDuel's also got a great selection of big game props. Now, you may be interested in the props. I'm more interested in the game in itself. And that total number, that over-under is sitting at 54.5. And, man, as good as the 49ers defense is, I am still seeing points aplenty in this game. Give me the over in the game. Now, to claim your risk-free bet first. Okay, let me try that one again. To claim your risk-free bet first, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use promo code Ike so that they know that we sent you. That's promo code Ike, that's I-K-E, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.